when you create a sense of urgency and you uncage that tiger, let him be hungry, let him get after it, that's when you're going to see a real transformation and real change in your life and your business. Welcome back to Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. I am your host, Jamie Coleman, and today we are going to help you uncage that tiger. Okay, so what exactly do I mean by this? Well, I mean, you have this powerful force inside of you. And for some reason, a lot of us keep that version of us locked up in a cage without truly letting them loose. What happens when we do this is we begin to put off our goals, put off our dream and our vision until we feel like it's safe to uncage that tiger. But I want to not only give you permission in this episode to truly do this, but we're going to talk about today how you can begin to take massive action once the tiger has been let out of the cage to actually reach these beautiful goals that we've laid out in the previous episodes. So if you haven't already done so, it would be a good time to go back and listen to those if you have not. But if you have, you're like, you know what, Jamie? I'm starting to feel freaking fired up. I know where I'm heading. I've got my North Star. Now it's just about where to show up and how to get it done, right? So let's drop in. So what are your current goals? Like, I want you to have in mind right now the vision that we've laid out for you before. So what does that look like for you? And then I want you to get real with yourself. Like, and I'm going to use a personal example because I work with a lot of clients on a one-to-one level and I hear this all the time. Okay. So for a lot of them, what they're looking to do is actually grow their businesses. So they're looking to bring more clients into their world, right? But here's the problem. Okay. Someone would say something like this, Jamie, I'm looking to bring 5 clients into my program and I would like to have them signed yesterday. Right? So it's something that they want to get done now. But then here's what happens when they go to create the action steps needed in order to get it done. I hear things like, okay, so I'm going to book one call today. Actually, I'm going to book one call a day, every day of the week. So for 5 days, Monday through Friday, I'm going to book one call per day. So that means 5 calls will be booked this week. Okay, that's really cool. I see how that's going to keep you showing up for the next couple of months doing this. Great. My question, though, is why can't you take that same mindset and rather than booking 5 calls over the next 5 days, why can't you book 5 today and actually take 3 of those calls tomorrow and the other 2 the next day so that you can actually sign that client this week? Why is it that so often people cage this beast inside of them and they prolong the goal that they have and make it take way freaking longer than it should? Why can't you take massive action over the next 2-3 days and achieve this goal much faster? Why are we sleeping at the wheel, my friend? Okay, this is something I've been drilling into not only my team, but my clients. It's like, guys, come on. Look, you want to book one call today? I want you to book 5 and take that call tomorrow, so you can bring a client into your business in the next 48 hours. Look, you're looking to grow your business. You're looking to change your life. You've got to start taking massive action. You've got to allow this version of you that's hungry to be let loose. Look, you guys, we can make something take the amount of time that we give it. Okay, there's like a term for this. I don't even know what it is right now. But like, if you give something the next 3 months, it will take the next 3 months. If you give something the next 3 weeks, you're gonna take different action to get it done, okay? Now, I've been sharing about this a little bit recently, but my business just hit this tipping point for myself where, you know, I've removed myself from working inside the business to then actually more strategically working on it. And that was a beautiful shift that occurred, but the reason that it happened was because I buckled down, put in the work, and took massive action to get it done. There's no sleeping behind the wheel, guys. Okay? So I want you to do some serious self-reflection right now. Are you showing up as if you have a few months to complete something or accomplish your goals, or like you're going to get it done this week? because something incredible happens when you do make that mindset shift. Because guess what? I started pulling out all the stops when I gave myself a really short deadline. Like, hey, I'm gonna be fully booked by Sunday. Normal people would have said, hey, I'm gonna be fully booked in 2 months. No, I was like, I'm gonna give myself until Sunday and I'm gonna get it done. And I did get it done. Because I started pulling out stops, turning conversations into phone calls that were sitting in my DMs for months on end. Guess what? I can promise you, if I would have given myself 3 months to be fully booked, so to speak, with those one-on-one clients, I guarantee you I wouldn't have made the moves that I did. But when you create a sense of urgency and you uncage that tiger, let him be hungry, let him get after it, that's when you're going to see a real transformation and real change in your life and your business. Look, while everybody else is having small goals and not taking much action, and they're basically sleeping behind the wheel, you're going to breeze right past them. You're going to blow right past them. Okay? Because you are showing up when they're not. Okay? Not trying to make this about competition, but I am saying, like, if you want a leg up over everybody else in your industry, you've got to start showing up. You've got to be hungry for this lifestyle that you want. It doesn't need to take a long time. Success doesn't need to take a long time. And if this is something that you feel like you believe right now, like, oh, no, it's going to take me a year to be successful, why don't you start researching some successful people and see how long it took them to be successful? Like, yes, sometimes it does take a long time, but it doesn't have to. But I promise you, if you act like it's going to take a long time and you mentally believe that, it will. Okay, that's just how it works. All right, so I want you to actually create your target. Okay, so like for me, mine was fully booked by Sunday. This was a while back now. Okay, but I want you to create your target in levels of 10x. Shorten up the time frame. So like if you would originally have said 4 months is your time frame, do it in two. If you were going to say 4 weeks, do it in 2 weeks. Cut that time frame in half. Okay, and then figure out what type of actions you need to be taking every single day and double it. Show up harder than you thought you needed to. Because guess what? It's not going to be like this forever. It's not going to be like this forever. When you put your head down, you set a massive target, put those blinders on and get to work. Guess what? Rather than you having to show up doing this for the next 4 months, you're going to put your head down and you're going to get it done in two. Okay, you know me, I'm all about lifestyle design and finding work-life flow. So I'm not saying that you're just shutting that side of your life off. But I also want to say, when you are working, I think it's important that you're taking massive action. You're not sleeping behind the wheel. You're not taking things slow. You're getting it done. You're going after it like this uncaged tiger. You're letting him loose. Get after it. Because I promise you, so no one's going to come and save you, swoop in and help you be successful. It is up to you. So if you're not where you want to be in life right now, you've got to make a change. You've got to start taking different actions and aligning them to bigger visions that actually excite you. And if you're still not feeling excited by the vision that you mapped out in the previous episodes, go back, re-listen to them, and actually dream bigger. Get yourself excited. And start taking the actions that are actually going to get you there, right? Get it done. So are you setting goals that are comfortable for you, that aren't excited and aren't driving you? If the answer is yes, how can you shift that and make them something that makes you excited and hungry? That has that tiger, if it is caged still, it's walking back and forth, it's pacing, it's like, oh, let me out of this thing. Let me out. Open up that door. Because you're feisty. I think that's the problem with so many people, especially as entrepreneurs. Maybe they've been doing this for a long time and not seeing much results. And they just start to get tired. Like, you know when you go to the zoo or something and you see that the cats, like, they're not pacing anymore. They're just, like, freaking tired. They're just sleeping. They're sleeping in the cage. Okay? So often, I feel people have these goals, these visions, these dreams, but they're that tiger sleeping in the cage. They're not even trying anymore. They're taking the minimal action possible just so they can say that they're showing up doing it every day. But that's where it ends. They're not pushing themselves. They're not driven. That's the problem. You've got to be hungry. Okay? I want this episode to be a reality check for you of how are you showing up each day. And if you feel like you're sleeping your way through whatever visions it is, whatever goals, whatever action that you are taking, find a way to pump yourself up, okay? So for example, can you wake up in the morning and throw on some good music? Look, I've been having dance parties every day, okay? I've got this speaker right here. Okay, I got this UE Wonder Boom, all right? I crank this bad boy up and I'll dance around while I'm getting ready. I get myself fired up like I'm about to go to like a Tony Robbins event or something. So how can you excite yourself every day when you're going to go sit down and get work done? Okay, this just turned into like a productivity section of this episode, so bear with me. We're just letting it flow. Okay, another really good thing that you could begin to do is the Pomodoro technique. You've probably heard about me talk about this before if you've been a listener for a while, but if you have not been, then take out your phone, okay? You're going to set your alarm for 25 minutes. And you're going to focus on one task at a time, okay? So I'm just, for those of you listening and watching, I want you to have a visual. So set your timer for 25 minutes, and you're going to only focus on one task. And I want you to go at it, not like you've got a week to do it. You've got 25 minutes to make this happen. Go at it with all you've got. Give it all of your energy, all of your focus, all of your commitment. And then when that timer goes off, you're going to set another timer for 5 minutes. In that 5 minutes, you're going to go outside. You're going to feel the sun on your body. You're going to listen to the birds. You're going to take 5 minutes to just feel good. Give yourself the space that you need. Knowing that when that timer goes off again, you're going to be back in massive action. Getting it. Okay? I do that 3 times. Okay, so it's 90 minutes, 3 rounds of the Pomodoro towards one task, give it all you've got. There's no more sleeping around. You are carrying the energy of transformation with you, and you are getting it done today. Pull out the stops. Look, I don't understand why people act like they have months and years to hit one goal. Why don't we just go at this goal like a freaking bull or an uncaged tiger and we get it done? Because guess what? On the other side of that goal is something else that's extremely beautiful that we can go after next. Start to look at you not accomplishing these goals quickly as a disservice for yourself and for others, because they're waiting for that next level of you that can only be harnessed and tapped into when you finish the goal that you're currently working on. Don't let it take forever. Look, I talk to people all the time, okay? And we go through and we create a vision for their life. It's on something that we call a breakthrough session. And when we're creating this vision for their life, they're like, I want to start a podcast. I have one of the best podcasts in the world. I want to become a New York Times bestselling author. I want to have a course or a program where people can enroll on autopilot and I can change their life. I want to fill out my one-on-one coaching program, maybe launch a group coaching program, right? All of these things they have in their mind and this vision. But then for some reason, they allow getting their first clients to take them 3 months, 4 months, however long, a year, right? These are the kind of people that I've talked to. It's like, why are you letting it take you so long? So don't just listen to this episode and move on with your day, please. I want you to look at what you're doing right now. Are you fully showing up with the energy required for you to perform at your best? Are you giving something 100% of your energy, or are you giving it 100% of your time? Big difference. I think a lot of people are giving something 100% of their time and they drag it on out and they give like a quarter of their energy to the task. You've got to get hungry. You've got to take massive action. And you've got to show up as that fierce version of you. Is that version of you who knows that's what's required in order to step in and harness this next level of success. Okay? This is a slightly different episode than normal because I usually talk a lot about alignment. I am talking about alignment here. I'm talking about being so aligned and so driven towards your vision that you are literally like oof, you are getting after it. You are aligned with your purpose and you are pursuing it every single day from this space of knowingness. Knowing that you are enough to have everything that you've ever desired, it just takes you showing up and acting like it and not waiting. Success is available to you right in this moment, but you've got to harness it. Uncage that tiger, baby. Everything you seek is seeking you. You've just got to get after it. If you know someone who needs to uncage their tiger, okay, maybe they've got their tiger's pacing. You can tell they want it. They want it, but they've got to let that tiger out. Well, let them loose. Let them be hungry. Share this episode with them, okay? It might just change your life.